Regulator blinked. The other didn't. Compliance gets messy the moment there is more than one clock. One authority decided to delay and give firms a preparation window. The other said it is going ahead on schedule. Congratulations, you now maintain two calendars. The trap is the word delay. It rarely means skip it. It usually means prove you are getting ready, which is how the postponed track ends up generating more paperwork than the one that stayed put. For context, on-prem means the data and models run inside your own facility, and sovereignty means you still control where they sit and who touched them. So today's trip happens on one wooden boat in the middle of a lake. No oars, plenty of documents, and the boat still moves. Two letters arrived. One says later. One says as planned. We have two deadlines now.
Manager Maludes. One squad per regulator. Forms are basically our sport.
I can reason this out. Delayed doesn't mean skip it. It means show your homework.
Compliance package. Billed monthly. One line item per regulator. Two of them. Two lines. Very reasonable.
We lost the oars, so we're paddling with paperwork. Weirdly, the postponed pile is the heavy one.
Think calendars is fine. If the data never left this boat, the audit is one log file. When regulators fall out of sync, the expensive part is not the feature work. It is the evidence where the data lived, who opened it, and when restated in each authority's preferred format. Keep it inside your own facility with ages and the cross-border conversation never starts. Let Sitenum record access rights and audit events, and half of the submission is already written before anyone asks. What remains is form filling, which is exactly the kind of repetitive work Paxis is for. Turn each authority's submission into a workflow and two deadlines stop costing two teams. Compare that with bolting on one more monthly compliance add-on every time a new rule lands, and the shape of a cost curve gets fairly obvious.